Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. I don't get a chance much to be able to talk about my mother much. And I just want to talk about her because her birthday is today.
Today
is her birthday.
Happy
birthday, Mom. Now, you know, it's amazing what my mother has done. And one thing is she raised me. That was huge.
I bet, man. This is a special medal for that or an award?
It was really easy. It was easy, except for the difficult moment.
Send all comments to.
Yes, please don't. And so my mother has done a lot of things. You know, one thing is that, you know, my father was in politics, and for over 10 years he was a county commissioner in Escambia County, Florida.
Wow.
But, you know, being a politician is one thing, but being a politician's wife is another thing.
I bet.
It's almost sort of like being a pastor's wife. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you got to be at the functions and what's going on, all those kind of things. And, you know, how will the elections turn out?
And smile.
You know, and the people that are for you because you won, but they wouldn't be for you if you didn't win.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff. Crazy stuff. And if you care about your husband, you're watching some pretty – she was an excellent, you know, wife and mother. But my mother, I just want to talk about this one thing. She has a twin. Her twin is Carolyn, my aunt, Aunt Carolyn. They're both the same age, believe it or not. Same
really?
Birthday's on the same day.
All right.
And her name is Carolyn and Marilyn. And hey, Mom. Hey, Aunt Carolyn. And the U.S. Marshal, who used to be a sheriff in a particular county, he became the U.S. Marshal for the district that that he was in. And they offered her a job. Mm. So my mother was a deputy U.S. Marshal.
U.S. Marshal, really?
She
sure was.
I didn't
know that. Wow.
She sure was, man. She was a better shot than the marshal.
Really?
She went out and she pulled out, you know, the targets and all that.
Yeah.
She shot better than the marshal shot. And so Emmett Shelby was his name, great man, and his wife was great. And his son now is a pastor in Escambia County, as a matter of
really?
Fact.
Yeah, wow.
Sure is. And Calvary Church.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Calvary Way, I think, Church. And, but anyway, so, yeah, she was a deputy marshal. So she would, my mother would transport prisoners across airways. She would be the
Get
one sitting
out.
With the prisoner right beside her, you know, and they'd fly to different areas and transport.
Really?
That's back when murder in New Jersey was a misdemeanor.
Ah.
You know? And, so, you know, you think, well, what's it like being a deputy marshal, you know, being a mother and working in a deputy marshal's office? Well, it's just like any other mother. I was on one phone, Daphne was on the other phone, and Cindy was on the other phone, and we're all complaining. She did this, and he did that, and he did. And here she is, a deputy marshal, and we're caught giving her the hardest time. And it's amazing how well she
took it all,
took all that kind of stuff. But she's just a great mother, very artistic. She does art, you know, she paints porcelain, and she's always been very artistic and the designer and the, if you know,
very
making things
nice,
look
yeah.
nice. And, But my mother has a lot. You got a lot of my mother's in me, a lot of my father's in me. But the humorous part, you know, about us joking and having fun, and we had a lot of that. And we'll call each other up and just laugh and tell jokes and some
That's
jokes.
So good. That's so good. Humor's so good. You know,
yeah.
Very refreshing having people like that around that can make you smile and make you laugh and help you forget some of the difficult moments.
Some things about family humor, only family gets it. You know, we can tell this joke and they couldn't probably repeat it somewhere else. But it's her birthday. You know, I just want to say how much I love my mother and how thankful I am for her. And if it wasn't for her answering that phone, helping us negotiate, you know, adolescence or, you know, or teen years or whatever, you know, that I wouldn't be here today. And, without my mother and my father, and I'm very thankful for her. Her name is Marilyn. My father's name is Zerl. You know, you heard of Duke of Earl, son of Zerl. And, Zerl of Maryland Lancaster. And I just want to wish you, Mom, a very, very happy birthday. And I look forward to having a nice dinner with you tonight. Isn't that awesome?
That's awesome. Wow.
Those are called brownie points.
Yeah, I see. Jeez. Happy birthday, Mom. Jeez.
Now, Marie, I need to know if John, what did John do?
Happy birthday.
Her,
Mom,
yeah, thank
happy
you.
Birthday.
Yeah, I know she just
happy
had one.
Happy birthday. She did.
I had
she
to
did.
Remind him, Marie.
Dinner.
Did you see that? I had to remind him.
No,
it was your birthday.
No,
she watched it. She watched it.
Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Well, listen, all the mothers out there, I want to tell you, you may be looking at your child thinking, Lord, what is up with John? Now, what's up with this child? You know, and, you know, my mother kept faith in me over the years. She prayed for me. You know, she was there for me in all these different times, and she was not, you know, judgmental. She wasn't critical. And something about mothers can do that. You know, fathers have to get in there and deal with things.
Yes, they
do. And the mother comes in and said, let me bandage that up. Anyway, so that's just joking. Don't hurt anybody. But, you know, my mother's just faithfully had been there over the years and still there. And I'm just very thankful for her and my father.
Yeah.
I got wonderful parents.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. Parents. Very loving, very awesome
yeah.
people.
Yeah. So I want to encourage you that if you just have faith in what God can do, pray for your kids, you know, and speak over their life and don't agree with what the enemy's trying to do with them, but just speak what you know that's in your heart over them in a positive way. And just stay there, you know, over a period of time. And it may look like the last thing they're going to do is serve God. I mean, the last thing you think I would be doing is be a Christian, you know, and then a minister. I remember I was writing with Pastor John Kilpatrick, and he was asking me to minister with him in the previous church that he was in. And I was a deputy at that time. And I'm like, are you sure you want me? You know? And he's like, that's the reason why I want you, you know. But you'd be really surprised. Not only will they honor you in the future, but they'll honor God in the future if you just stay. If you train your children and raise them up in the way they should go and not provoke them and give them all the bathroom utensils they need, it's amazing. They'll come back and honor you in a powerful way. Can I pray with you right now? I'll pray for all the mothers that are out there. And fathers. Father God, I thank you for the mothers. I thank you for the gift that they are, Lord. I thank you for their love and their compassion and their just tenacity. It's amazing what a lot of mothers are doing, balancing so many different hats, God. And we just pray a blessing over the mothers right now in Jesus' name. We just speak hope over you and faith over you, and we just call your child back in to the Lord, the prodigals back in, and just say they will serve the Lord, they will clear up, and things will get good, and they'll be blessed. And they'll honor God, and they'll honor you in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, to all the college campuses in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.